welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louie, a.k.a. the baddest motherfucker.
And Guadalupe.
That's
me. My name's Guadalupe Yoatzi, but you guys only know me as Yoatzi.
And my social security number is y'all giving him all your true identity.
They already knew that. No, but they didn't. In case you didn't know, I am a Guadalupe.
I am a Guada.
No, just call me Yoatzi.
Imagine you, instead of going by Yoatzi, you went by Lupita.
Ew, what up, Doña Lupe? ¿Cómo estamos?
Everyone would be like, Louie and Lupe. Or Louie and Lupita.
Ew, no, Louie and Yoatzi is Louie and Lupe.
God, that's crazy.
Louie and Lupe.
The
two L's. The L siblings.
Louie's life. That'd be
the
fun.
Loser siblings.
Speak for yourself. All right. No, but for this week's episode, you guys, we are talking about some crazy party stories that we have from sometimes that Yoatzi and I have partied like back
together.
In the day. It's just like it came up into my head and I was like, dude, me and Yoatzi have some pretty funny stories of like when we used to go out a lot when we were younger.
Yeah.
So then I was like, this is going to be funny to like... Because it's like crazy funny shit.
You know what? Yeah. I was reading our comments and someone was like, I don't believe Yoatzi's stories at all.
What?
I was like, yeah. I don't know if it's the way that I tell them or like if they're really that crazy that they happen to me. But somebody was just like, I don't believe her stories.
Well, I think it's more crazy that they think we could lie for an hour straight.
I know. We could like just like constantly down. Keep lying.
I know. Imagine we're lying for a whole hour. We get all tired of telling.
I'd be like,
and then other damn.
I know.
Or maybe that person's just so used to people lying to them, so they think that everything's a lie, so their whole life is a lie, and they're bored.
All right.
No, you guys, everything we speak is from the heart. I'm just kidding.
No, todas son las verdades. They're just like funny stories, and I guess some of the stuff we tell you guys is like pretty insane.
But I don't feel like we've gone that insane, have we?
How we're all crazy. We're like,
I know. Everybody's like, that's not a normal life. Well, we don't live a normal life.
Well,
and that's
guys,
why we're here to tell
you.
Yeah,
you guys tell us if our stories are kind of crazy or if like this happens to you guys or like, I don't know.
That's weird. Block her. Actually,
but the stories from today are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're funny. They're crazy. But we're also switching things up a little bit. And I know you guys always want me to spell. But as you guys saw on the last episode, this puta is also fucking stupid. So today I'm asking her a question. I mean.
Oh, what? I got lipstick on my mic. Mine.
So I am having her spell a word that you guys commented. I don't know who commented this thinking that I was going to be able to spell
so
it.
So I thought Louie was like really bad at spelling, but apparently so am I. I no sé qué me ha estado pasando. Louie me está robando mis células blancas.
Wait, what?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Like, what are you talking about? Okay. So.
Wait, for real?
What?
You're really going to have me spell?
Yeah.
Okay. Dale pues.
Dale por. How random. I don't know why that came up to my head. Okay, anyways. So the word she is going to spell is prescription. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Like meds?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like more like contacts. Like your eye
well,
prescription.
Yeah, you need prescription.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing as meds. Well, yeah.
Same thing as me. All right, prescription. I should be able
Pear.
To get it. Pera. Should be able to get it because I get prescriptions.
Okay.
P-R-E-S-C-R-I-P-T-I-O-N.
Ooh, what the heck? That's sick. I wouldn't have been able to get that one. Wait, right now that I said that's sickening, I was reading the comments from our last episode. And people were saying how, like, it's obviously a are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah.
Questions. So then people were saying, I love how Louie's hyping up Yoatzi when she gets him right by saying sickening, but they're like basic ass things.
Like if they were super wrong.
I think it was, I forgot which one I had asked you, but I was like, that's sickening that you knew it. And people were like, it's literally basic shit. But it's because we're so dumb that things like that are very cool
like,
to us.
Dude, no, yeah, like when you got the president, I was like, sickening.
This whole episode is a recap of the last episode. No, but
if you didn't watch it. You have to watch
Y'all
it.
Y'all need to go watch that one. But people were saying, because you know how I was like, what did I say? George Washington?
George Washington.
So I got it right, but then I was like, wait, wasn't he president like three presidents ago? And someone was like, I think Louis mistaking with George Bush. And I was like, oh, wait, I thought they were the same person.
No, there's two different presidents.
So they were both presidents?
Yeah. We had two Jorges. We might have even had three. I don't know. That's so mean. Okay. All right. So we're going to jump into today's episode.
No, we're not.
Oh.
I'm leaving. I have something to give you.
Louis never gives me shit.
I know. But wait, I got you something.
Before that, where the f- is my star? Oh, wait. Who won the last episode? Who won the fifth grader competition?
Me.
Oh, never mind.
Pendeja.
Okay, what is it?
I got you a little something.
Wait, me. Don't. Ah, es una rata.
Don't look. All right.
I'm scared.
I'm going to pull it out.
It's a penis. Did you guys know that the acronym for pretty not smart is PNS, therefore penis?
I know. Alex told us that, you guys. So we were like, oh, PNS. But then we're like, wait. Alex is like, that's penis. I was like, oh, it's kind of sickening. Very on brand.
Now you look now.
Here. It's you.
Fuck you.
You guys. I went to the store. And I saw this. I was like, wait, that's your auntie. Because it's two things. A pelona and an avestruz.
Boing, oing, oing, oing.
That's you. You can put it on your shelf.
That's so cute. In case you guys are listening and not watching, it's literally a pelona avestruz. With the tag y todo como siempre.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you left this at my house. You're so stupid.
The bottom half of Snow White.
So we went to Home Goods and she was so excited to buy like this huge Snow White cookie jar. And then we had both of the stuff that we bought in my trunk. So she took the top half of Snow White and she left the bottom half of Snow White.
That's how you know I haven't unboxed her.
I was gonna say, I didn't even notice. You still have it in the bag? Mm-hmm. We bought this shit like a month ago.
Aww.
But you left the bottom portion of Snow White.
Look at my avestruz. Look on screen.
Where is it?
It's like, we all take a pic together.
I'm like, I don't see the difference. Oh, here you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Louis, for my avestruz.
You're asking.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But okay, you guys, so, fun fact, actually really sad fact. I fucked up
his nut popped.
Bitch, I fucked up my little squishmallow or whatever it's called.
So if you guys want to send us a squishmallow to our P.O. box, let us know.
Okay, no, but first party we're going to talk about. Okay, so this party, I feel like is one of those that I feel was like a fever dream.
And we always literally talk about this party over and over again. So much shit
happened at this party that like, it just always makes me like crack the fuck up. So this is one of our friends' party and we hadn't seen this friend in like a cute little minute.
Yeah.
So she was like, hey, come over to my place. I'm going to be throwing a birthday party. And we're like, okay, like, that'll be cute. But keep in mind, we've known this person for, like, a very, very long time. So we're familiar with their family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, bitch, I'm telling you, we had not seen him in a long time. So the first thing we see when we walk into the party is our friend's aunt with, like, a fucking 10-foot-long bong.
All the water boiling,
you hear is like, and I was like, what the? As soon as I walked in, I was like, this is not real. Like, I'm dreaming. Only because, like, we've known this person for a long time and we've known their family. So, like, it was like a trip seeing, like, an adult.
like
that we know.
Big ass bong ripped.
And the bong, we're not kidding you guys. The bong was literally from the floor all the way. They were sitting on a couch. And
yeah,
they were like,
it was so big.
And I was like, I didn't even know that was possible.
And it was all made out of vidrio and everything. And when we walked in, she was like taking her hit.
Yeah, so like it was, right when we walked
in. The whole palo was like super foggy. Like, like she was about to take the biggest hit of her life.
I all made it for her with my DIY pie.
Like, I got you.
I know. But that's like the first thing we saw when we walked in. And I remember me and Yotsi looked at each other and I was like, bitch.
We were like, we're trying not to crack up. We're like,
because it was just like a fever dream. I was like, I would have never expected to see my friend's family member that I've known for years, like taking a big rip out of a bong.
Yeah.
And then after that, as the party goes on. So I feel like house parties always get a little crazy.
Yeah, because, yeah, they definitely do. And it was literally inside her house. Like, no outside. So we're being, like, loud and rowdy, I think, because it was adentro.
Yeah. And, like, we got drunk really quick because everyone was just, like, super comfortable. So I feel like that's why a lot of shit happened. Yeah. And there was also, like, these friends that we had that I don't know why. I guess they got, like, super horny vibes. And they were put on, like,
fingering
in the hallway.
Jacking off in the hallway.
And I literally was like, I remember, I think I was going to the restroom. I don't know what. But they had blocked the whole, like, hallway with, like, black curtains.
Curtains. So, like, it was a hallway. But on the other sides of the hallway estaba la cocina and the living room. But they blocked it with, they blocked it with tarps so that nobody would go to the kitchen or the living room. So you just go in the hallway and then go to the big party in the back.
It was like a tunnel, basically.
A DIY tunnel.
I don't know if our friends were like just trying to find a room and they couldn't find it. So literally, you guys, on the middle fucking piso, just doing their whole business. But like the awkward part was that people were like still coming in and out.
Yeah.
So a fuerzas, you had to pass by like them doing their business, and people were just like, oh shit, like walking over like them to get to the party.
And we're like, hey,
I was like, hi,
hey, nice to meet you, babe. That was awkward.
It's not a crazy fight, I mean, a crazy party without a fight.
Wait, before we get to the fight,
what?
So it was my friend's party, and it came the time when we were gonna sing happy birthday.
And we were, hate that part.
Let me see if I can explain it good. If not, Louis could take over. But we were like, happy birthday. We're all singing happy
drunk
birthday. Drunk as fuck. And my friend's other friends got her like a DIY balloon drop type of situation from Party City, where vienen los pinches globos en una bolsa, and when you pull a string, it's supposed to like rip out the string and all the balloons are gonna go wee, like on top of her.
I'm like,
bitch, I can't tell this story. And then so we were all like, woo! And then they give her the string and they're like, pull it, pull it. This bitch grabs the string and she's like, she pulls it, and instead of the balloons going all magical, they like smack the shit out of her face, and she goes,
no, wait. So this bitch, so it took her a few times. She had the string, and she's like, like, it
she's
wasn't
trying to be all cute.
It wasn't like ripping out. So then they were like, pull harder. So then she's like, ugh. And when she pulls it, the whole net, well, the whole like bolsa with balloons falls on her. She's like, the whole thing just like falls
smacked
on her. And the funniest thing is like, thank God I was recording.
Louis has a video.
I have a video on my Snapchat. And then you can see how she's in frame, and the moment she pulls it, the whole bag falls and throws her out of frame. I kid you not, you guys, yo, Ati and I were cracking up for like 20
Dude,
minutes straight.
Louis were like getting abs on the floor, like cracking up, and everybody else in the party is cool, but they're not like kind of like crazy like me and Louis. So I just remember they were all looking at us like, what'd you guys give them? Like, are they okay? We're like, wah, wah, wah.
But then at the same time though, everybody was okay. So me and Yotsi were seeing it from the side view. They were all seeing it from the front view. Uh-huh. So from their POV, all they saw was like the bag of balloons just cover her and like, oh shit, like what happened? Like they couldn't see the initial hit.
Me and Yoatsi
were on the side.
Putazo.
So we saw the bag from the top fall and hit her on the face and like, knock her. So me and Yoati were cracking up. God. And I still have, like, in the video's so long. You can see her get hit by the whole, like, balloon situation. And then it's, like, 5 minutes of me and Yoati, like, ah! Like on the floor cracking up. Laughing.
And then I just remember that Thea in the back still taking more bombs. Me and Louis were just cracking up.
That was funny.
I hope that made you laugh because it made me laugh all over again.
And then after the fight, I didn't full on get to see it because I was scared, but I kind of saw the whole momentum that was happening. Did you see it?
Well, when the fight first started going on, I'm not going to go into detail why the fight was caused, but it was a pretty bad fight.
Like, ugly.
Yeah, it was, like, pretty bad. And one of the fighters, the person was like, I'm going to beat this person up, but in private. Because they didn't want it to, like, get recorded or, like, to get made, like, a big fuss. So se metieron a un cuarto. And they started fighting in the room.
Bitch.
And all you could hear was, like, and they're like, ah, get the... I'm all sound effects.
Everyone's like, oh shit.
But we were just like, oh, and everyone's like, it's okay, like get out of the door, like let them fight. Mm-hmm. And then they come out, and that's when they're like, they're all yelling at each other, still pushing each other.
They're taking it outside, I remember that.
Yeah, they took it outside. I just remember like the fight going on so intensely outside también that they accidentally broke Alex's little side mirror. Because Alex went to the party. My boyfriend. He wasn't my boyfriend at the time, but it's when we were first dating.
Well, all I remember seeing from there was like fighter number one that was like winning got fighter number two and was like,
dude, yeah.
But I guess these two fighters have had, and they were girls, they weren't guys. These two fighters had had beef. So I guess everybody was kind of confused as to why person number two showed up knowing that person number one was going to be like a bitch. So it almost just seemed like they were going to be like, let's squash this beef. But it was ugly. It was like putazos and like not even slaps, like kicks and like carry. And it was very like,
it was crazy.
Like a boxing match crazier.
Yeah, it was really, really, really bad. Pero también we were all borrachos. So we're like, like we couldn't really process it.
But I think they had tried stopping the fight, I want to say like three times and the girls just kept going after one another to be like, hey, what's up, like big getter, and it was really scary. But there's a reason why I didn't get to see the initial fight.
You tell them you can't back out now.
There was this hombre that was there, right? And me and this hombre had been talking for like not even talking. We've known of each other and we have talked in the past.
But you guys had never met before?
We had never met. It was much just like talking, maybe sending pics here and there, talking about meeting up, but we like never met up.
Yeah.
And I saw him at the party for like the first time and I was like, oh shit. And I was like, hey, what's up? Like, so we're talking, everything, we're cool, we're getting like drinks together, everything's like chilling and whatever. But then we were both already like kind of drunk. So I remember I have to use the restroom. So I'm gonna like go into the restroom and he's like trying to come in with me. So then I was like, let me in. So I was like, so then I let him inside the restroom and then I was like, okay, cute. So then at first we start like making out and then I'm like, okay, cute. But then he starts getting like really sloppy with the whole making out and starts trying to like get in my clothes. So then I was like, like at this point I was just like, okay, wait, this is like I'm drunk, but I'm not like that drunk.
Think he was like hella messed up?
I think, well, he had just told me before in the past that, like, he really wanted to do stuff with me. So I feel like it was a mixture of, like, horny and, like, having the courage because he was drunk.
He was drunk. Give him courage.
And then I was like, bitch. I remember, like, I did not want to take off my shirt and stuff. He's like, come on, come on. And then I was like, bitch, no. So then he's, like, still trying to kiss me. And then I was like, I'm leaving. And then he was like, no, like, I thought you wanted to make out and stuff. I was like, yeah, but, like, not like this. So he's, like, still trying to do shit. So then I, like, push him off. I was like, bitch, I'm getting out. And I couldn't open the door. I was kind of panicking because he was still trying to, like, make out with me. So I was like, Yoti! And then, like, I opened the door. I was like, oh, God damn it, like, I literally step out. And I was just, because he was cute, but until then, that, like, made it gross for me.
It turned off for you.
And then he was like, wait, but, like, I thought you wanted to make out. I was like, I wanted to make out, not have you eat my face.
Ew, he probably had a big old boner.
Bitch, I know. It was, like, just really gross. And, like, that I was too busy doing that. So when I came out, I just saw like, babe, bug grab, get that little boo.
You're like, wait, what happened?
Yeah. And then I'm just glad. I think after that, I never saw him. I think that was the first and last time. Uh, Okay, you guys. So fun fact, actually really sad fact. You guys just missed four different stories because this dumbass right next to me didn't press record.
You guys, I'm so sorry. I'm tired too. It's because I was so excited to tell you guys the stories that I forgot to press rec.
So I'm in charge of camera and lights and action. And she's in charge of just audio.
I got distracted. It happens. I'm pretty not smart.
You guys, we literally filmed like a 20, almost 25 minute story. Three different ones. And we're about to like stop recording just to like let the camera
reset.
Like,
all right. We're like,
oh. And she was like, oh shit, wait, let me press record. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, oh, I didn't press record. I was like,
Sorry, Louis. He almost quit. He was about to be like, well, I guess the fucking podcast is going to be called Pretty because that's it.
I literally was just going to be like, okay. Just
he was about to tear the whole minutes. Purple wall. Like, shh, I was all going to turn white.
No, I was going to paint everything purple and just call it Pretty.
Good, no, he was going to call it Louis Life.
Bitch. So those stories were funny, but one thing about me, I'm all doing the challenge.
He didn't want to do it again.
It's because I don't like repeating myself, all right? No, I just feel like the story doesn't come out the same once it's just been told like 5 seconds ago. So it's luckily, me and Yahtzee party a lot. So we have
other
stories, but I'm still mad at
you. Maybe it was meant to be. What if whoever is the podcast in the podcast world at...
Wait,
what? I don't know. Maybe the Osito was like, those stories are not about to come out on the internet, Yahtzee and Louis. Be careful with what you're sharing, Yahtzee and Louis.
I don't give a... I'm just kidding.
All righty.
They were funny, but you know
really
what?
Really funny.
Fine, I'll take it that way because one of them was about the teacher. All right, that's all I'm going to say.
That's all we're going to say.
The teacher could have gotten fired. Nah, just kidding.
No, definitely not like that. But
no, it was just like I just ended up drinking with one of my teachers, and that was it.
Long story short, I ended up taking a shot with a teacher.
I know, it was funny, but literally, yeah, I'll just tell you that one really quick. Long story short, I went to a party.
Like, no, let me do it.
A teacher that I knew was there, and I literally was just like, wait, what the fuck? It was like very, like, what is it? Alternate universe? Yeah, I felt very those eyes, because me and Yahtzee were saying how, like, whenever you see a teacher out of school, it's very, like, trippy.
It's
you're
weird.
Like, wait, like, yeah, this is weird. I'm supposed to be out
here.
Of
teaching.
So I just went to this party with Yahtzee, and there was a teacher there that I knew, and then I was just like, wait, what the fuck? And I thought she was gonna get me in trouble for like drinking because I was still in high school. So I was like trying to hide my drink and shit, and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, so like I felt like I was in school. And then she ended up being like, bitch, you can fucking drink. But hearing her cuss and just like,
bitch?
Yeah, I was just like, you're not supposed to be doing that. All right, as I'm not supposed to be drinking. But basically, I had her little secret. She had my little secret. And she was basically like, don't fucking tell anybody you just saw me fucking drinking and cussing right now. And then I was like, okay, well, don't fucking tell my parents I'm out here drinking. So we both kind of had like each other's back.
They were like, cheers.
Yeah, but.
Wait, do you remember that one teacher in high school that used to cuss all the time? I'm not gonna say her name.
I know.
But she was like, how are you doing, little bitch? Aren't you turning your homework? Stupid bitch.
Say her. Nah, just kidding. She was funny.
She was funny.
Everybody in school liked her.
She was like, hey, bitch. Yeah, just like high five everyone.
I remember the
she
first.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
And like all the teachers knew it and everything. Everybody was just like, that's just how she is. But I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, what the fuck? She would just walk around there like, hey, bitch. Or like, hey, stupid hoe.
Well, yeah, no, hoe. I know like, she would, because she'd really? Be like the cheerleader. She'd be like, what are you hoes up to with your mini skirts? And we'd be like.
But she didn't mean it very like, she. It was just like her.
It was her personality funny, like, was just language. Like that. But she was funny.
No, yeah, I liked her. I never had her as a teacher, but like everybody knew her and everybody was cool with her because she was just like that.
She's like, hey, bitch. Yeah, I never had her as a teacher. I was really? Kind of scared of her. No, I was scared of her.
She was one of those like funny people that has a very like,
intense personality,
but like also very seria vibes,
like a como un strong personality.
Yeah, so you were just like, you thought she was gonna like read you to filth in that very moment,
because if you pissed her off, she would rip you a new one.
Oh yeah,
you didn't want to piss her off. But, is this podcast about teachers or what?
I know, but okay,
back to the stories,
back to the new drunk stories.
We have fresh ones
because I'm not gonna repeat myself.
I hear you repeated himself with the teacher one,
but that wasn't the good one.
I know. The good one will be for another one.
Yeah, the good one was very long and it was hella funny, but I already laughed all that out. But anyways, so basically, this story was back in like what, 2019? With like Laura, Cassie, Jesus.
Yeah, it was like 2019.
So around 2019 is like when me and Yuati kind of stepped into like the LA.
The world.
Yeah, so like we were doing a lot of partying with like, I don't know if you guys remember, if you guys were following us, you guys probably remember seeing a lot of our stories and Snapchats and we would always like post when we would have like little party buses with like Laura and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Laura was celebrating. I don't know if it was her birthday or something else, but
she always had party buses for just it being Thursday. Yeah. Like, had no reason she like party bus.
She was just like, I'm trying to have fun with y'all. So, like, everybody was like, it's crazy when I think about those times because we were all so young. Like,
we were.
I was what, like 20? This is how many years ago? This is 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, 24.
Ew, it's crazy how much time flies. Like, I literally can't process that. But, anyways, Laura had gotten this party bus, and I remember we were all like hella drunk or whatever. And our DD comes to pick us up and he's like, okay, I'm going to take you guys back to Laura's warehouse. Cause Laura's warehouse was like where we would all get our Ubers from.
Yeah. We would all leave from there. Yeah. Sus casas.
So they were like, okay, like our DD was like, I'm going to take you guys back to Laura's house in like this other little van. And then we're all inside of the little, ¿cómo se llaman esos carros? They're like.
The vans. They're like.
Shuttles. Almost
shuttle,
like shuttles.
Like a shuttle. Like the shuttle. White little vans.
Uh-huh. So they basically. Everybody's like sitting down and then all the back of the shuttle was full with like boxes and my dumbass gets up from my seat as the guy's like driving us back to Laura's warehouse.
You were like pretty borracho, right?
Yes, I was pretty drunk. So that's why I got up. So I was just like, oh, I'm going to get up because like in this shuttle, you guys, there's like a few rows of like little seats. And the back of it is all cajas from, like, Laura's boutique. So as the guy's driving, I'm like, oh, let me get up and, like, walk to Laura's little aisle real quick. Because I was going to go sit next to Laura. And because I think Laura was, like, towards the front. I was all the way in the back. So as I'm going up, the guy obviously, like, randomly is going to, like, stop to, like, for, like, a red light or a stop, whatever. So I'm walking to Laura. I'm not even holding onto any seats. Me all borracho thinking, I'm like,
I know.
So I'm like, hey, Laura. I'm, like, walking to her, and the guy makes a stop, and I was like, oh! And I literally fly to the back of the shuttle thing or whatever.
Yes.
And Laura heard me when I called her, so she turned around, and everybody else turned around to see me, like, bitch, why are you up? And I was like, oh, shit! And I, so, like, think about it, you guys. Everything's moving. So when the car comes to a stop, I literally go, oh, and I fly back.
To the back.
And I fall on top of all the boxes and all you hear is like.
And I think Laura recorded, no, when you were in the boxes, like you climbing your way out of the boxes.
I don't know if it was Laura or somebody else, but somebody else had a video. Recorded it, yeah. But literally when everybody turned back to see me, I was like all torcido, like my foot was like behind my neck and like my arm was like by my fingers,
oh
foot.
Oh my God.
And everybody was just cracking up because I was, like, all metido into the boxes. So then they're like, wait, pull over. Like, this dumbass stood up and got sent to the back of the fucking shuttle. So then everybody, instead of picking me up, everybody's recording me. And I'm like, all I remember being like, help me. And everybody's like, ah, ah, ah. And I was just like all torcido in the back. Like, well, why the fuck you get up? And I was like, I was trying to get to Laura. And that shit was funny, but nobody picked me up. And I rode like that the rest of the night. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, really?
No. They got me up after.
And then I don't know if it was the same party or not.
I'm pretty sure it was because I was really drunk that party.
So we went to Laura's warehouse to play hide and go seek.
I don't know who the fuck came up with that idea.
It's Laura. Oh, dude, she's like, let's play hide and seek.
Because her warehouse is big. She had a big ass warehouse.
Like, let's play hide and seek. So we're like, because we're all drunk. He's like, ready, set, go. And like everybody goes and like tries to hide. I remember I hid on top of one of her like shelves. I was hasta arriba.
Bitch, how the fuck?
I don't know. I saw somebody else do it, so I did it too.
And she had all the lights off, you guys. So everybody's drunk, lights off, a big ass warehouse. There's like racks of clothes and like stacks of clothes. So Yoati decided to hide all the way up there. It's super dark, so, like, you can almost hide anywhere.
It's so dark. Do you remember where you hid?
Yes. I hid, so she had a bunch of racks of, like, the clothes, and I was all the way, like, in the under the rack.
Pero no, you were on top. I don't think you remember. Okay, so I don't know what you were on top of, But he was on top of something because they found me and I'm like, they found me. So whoever was found went to like the front of the little warehouse with the lights on. And then they're like, where the fuck's Louis? And we couldn't find you. And they couldn't find Louis. We're like, where the fuck is Louis? And Andrea has a video. And then we just hear, like, what the fuck? We all run in. Louis is in one of Laura's tables where they like pack orders and he's like,
I don't remember
like
that.
Like, and Andrea's recording and he looks like a cockroach aplastada. He's like,
oh. Oh, that's the video that Andrea had. Yes. Andrea has the, oh, that's the one. Andrea always talks about that video and I was like, what are you talking about? Well, I probably lost some brain cells when I fell because Andrea showed me that video and I was like, what's that? Where's that video from? And everybody was recording me. I saw it once, but okay. I don't know what it was from.
Okay, what's that one? And he's like,
and then Andrea posted on her Snapchat and the caption was like, he looks like a cockroach. And I was like,
and we're like, what happened? He was just like, I don't know.
Well, you guys from the fucking avientada from the shuttle and then the falling of that, like, how was I not going to, like, forget some stuff?
And no, and that's when everyone was recording you and you probably saw the flashes and then we turned around and left.
You see, you guys don't drink. All right, I literally mixed both of them.
And then
I fell in both.
And then I was like, oh, shit, Louis. So we go to pick him up. And I remember me and Andrea asking you, like, where did you hide? And you're like, I don't know. But I was like, where the fuck was he that he fucking fell? And we heard the big ass thump. And he was like, oh, está chingado. That bitch. Shit was so fucking funny, dude.
No, and then I remember that same time that we were playing hide and go seek. Once we were all done, I guess I was all chingado. We all go to like the front of the warehouse. We're like, that was fun because we only played one round. And yeah. I don't remember if it was Cassie or Jesus, but everyone's like, wait, where's Cassie? Or like, where's I think it was Jesus. Everyone's like, where's Jesus? And I was like, oh shit. Mind you guys, we had already stopped playing hide and go seek for like an hour. And everybody's like, oh shit. So then Laura turns on all the lights and they were the ones that were under the racks and they fell asleep.
Shut the fuck up.
They fell asleep under the racks, but they had been there for like an hour and a half. And everybody was like, babe, we're all cracking up because like we forgot about them. And we were all like outside eating already, like canes or I don't know what. And we forgot about them. They were like, they were still hiding. But that was funny.
That's really funny.
Do you remember that other time that we all got this big ass Airbnb?
Oh,
and we played hide and go seek también. Is that one time where you were wearing that white dress from Fashion Nova and I took your picture?
Ew, fuck you. I don't remember. Oh, I didn't go the first night because I had homework.
Oh, that's right.
And he told me, yeah, I was in college and he was like, bitch, the first night was so fucking fun. Like, you missed it. I was like,
I know, I was all rubbing in your face. No, but yeah. That day that, well, we had gotten this big old Airbnb. And we were also playing hide and go seek in there. And it was really fun. It was like a huge, like, not a mansion, but it was like a huge house. Like, it was very pretty.
I remember it.
And
was so pretty.
All of us always loved playing hide and go seek. And I think it was like early stages.
Yeah.
It was like early stages of all of us like meeting, like everyone who's kind of doing social media in this thing, like Latino little circle. So yeah. It was always fun, like playing hide and seek. But, anyways, I remember that part. It's your fault you're yawning. You didn't record 30 minutes worth of stories.
20 minutes.
30.
And then?
That same party, I remember Yuati wanted me to... No, it wasn't the party. We were still at the house getting ready for the party. She wanted me to take pictures of her.
Fuck you!
And I think I was tired because I had taken so many pictures of her already.
I'm going to find it when you take them.
No, you're not going to find it.
Yes,
but
I am.
Literally, I had taken pictures of her inside of the house on
and
the
I
side.
Didn't like them. This was before my first BBL, so I felt all aguada.
Aguada, bitch.
I just did not like them.
So I had taken so many pictures of her, so she had me go outside to the backyard and take some pictures of her. But this puta was standing right in front. So atrás de ella, there was like this outdoor light. So obviously, if you're taking a picture in front of it, like it was nighttime already. So it made her look super dark because the camera was just focusing on
like
the light.
Like the shadow?
So it was almost just like her silhouette shadow. And I was so tired. She's like, here, take one more picture of me. I was like, ugh. So I took it. I was like, here. And I left. And she gets all pissed because all it is like her outline. You can't even see
literally
her.
The outline. And he's like, there's your picture.
And then
I found the bitch. Hold on.
You see? And then she showed it to Laura. She's like, this dumbass, look at the picture he took of me. And We need to insert it into the video. Look, you guys,
I thought I was the hottest. Mira, what is that? No, my chick.
I took that one picture and I was like, here. And
no,
I
you left. Took a few. You're like, shh, shh, shh.
Oh, yeah, but they were all like in They're that dark all silhouette. The same. It's literally Look, just.
Oh, wait, and then the one that.
That was funny.
Y este bien arregladita.
I know. Mira. Show him like the whole little like pose.
Ay, pero mira la silueta sin el BBL.
Ay, pero luego te fuiste a operar.
Ay, sí. Dude, these pictures are not it.
They were cute. All
right, I have the story. Ya la había dicho. Pero because I fucked up. I want to say it again because it was actually really funny. But I'll make it short and sweet and cute. So long story short, me and Louis went to another party together and we got a little messed up, but I got like pretty messed up compared to Louis. And then I just remember that somebody dropped us off. Like, I think we got an Uber taxi. I don't know how that shit worked back in the day. But we ended up making it home safely and soundly. And my parents obviously didn't know that me and Louis drink, right? So we had to make it home and we had to walk in and be sober vibes.
Yes.
So I just remember telling Louis, like, okay, like, what do we do when you sober up? And Louis was like, let's just go on for a little walk.
Around
the neighborhood and hopefully you sober up, babe. Because he was, like, fine. But yeah. Yo, I was like, Liz, all hallucinating and shit. I'm like, so then I think it was because of all the walking. I don't know what happened, but, like, we kind of got a little bit far from the house. And I was like, Louis, I have to pee. And then he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, Louis, I have to pee. And he's like, okay, well, just hurry up so we can get back to the house and, like, you make it. And I'm like, okay. I don't know what happened, but, like, when we were about to get to the house, I was so drunk, you guys. I started cracking up.
And we were so close.
We were so close. I started cracking up. And obviously, when you laugh, like, te meas.
Yeah.
So, me mie.
I literally just remember her, like, she was walking already pretty slow, and then she starts walking slower, and then she starts, she starts cracking up, and then I see her clench her feet and start holding down there, and I was like, bitch, like, I already knew it was like, coming, and she just starts fucking peeing all over herself.
And the me peeing, like, I was already laughing, but me peeing made me laugh even more, so I was cracking up, and the pee was just coming out, and it was so much pee. Like, I had a crazy puddle around me.
Like, literally, you guys, like a manguera. It was like, and I just remember, like, looking down at her shoes and everything. Yeah. And it was literally not stopping. And it was like a whole puddle. And I was like, ugh. But I was cracking up, too, because I literally couldn't believe that, one, we were so close to getting to our house. And two, that her cracking up made me crack up. And three, just watching her literally. Like, I almost feel like she just gave up. She's like, man. And she was like, and it was like right
I kind of did give up. Because like at that point, what was I supposed to do? I was like, you want me to stop peeing, babe, and then finish in the house?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, hold on. No, dude, I just let her rip. And I was wearing jeans. So my jeans were like empapados of miados. And then
all stuck to you.
Well,
you were wearing skinny ass jeans. You're like,
so then after, I was like, Louis, how are we going to get in the house? Because we had to pretend that we were sober. So then my mom just sent us a text and was like, hey, you guys, like, the door's open. Like, ya metanse, like, whenever you're home. So then we made it in. And then thankfully, my parents were already in bed. So we just had to, like, sneak a peek in there and be like, hey, we're home. So that's what we did. We're like, ya llegamos. And then they're like, okay, cierran la puerta. Buenas noches. I fucking went into my room. Me cambié. And I went into the shower. I went to the bathroom. Y me limpié con una toallita porque no me quería dormir toda miada.
Porque no te bañaste, puerca.
Porque estaba bien pinche borracha. No me quería quebrar la maceta. Imagine I miada. Fell. And I fucking, I quedo in the shower.
¿Quién te manda a miarte?
And so I clean myself up con wipes y todo, una toalla. And then I go on the phone with my best friend Julie. And I was like, bitch, I just peed outside. Like, I was telling Julie the whole story. And I think que me mareé porque me acosté. Dude, me mareé bien feo. I just remember I, like, turned to the side. I'm like, Julie, wait. And I was in my bed. And I just turned to the side, dude. Oh, and I was also cracking up as I was throwing up.
She was hella drunk, so she was like not processing anything that was happening.
And I remember I threw up all over my cheer bag, my cheer pom-poms, my cheer shoes, like everything. And Julie was like, bitch, you better clean that shit up. Like, you have to use that stuff. And I was like, so bien borracha, pero ahí andaba como Cinderella.
I was going to say, all Cinderella cleaning it all up.
Nothing can stop us now.
Ew, I hate that shit.
If you can guess where that's from, you get 10 points.
I be. No, you guys, but our parents were like super strict about us not drinking. Like literally even up until I was like 21. So that's why like Yoatsi was like trying her best to like hide like not being borracha and shit like that. So like I feel like she was all scared, so she had to like fucking clean up the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that being said, their parents being super drunk, there was this one time.
My parents being super drunk?
I said that?
Yeah.
I'm hallucinating. We're tired. By the way, you guys, like 10 p.m. right now. We've been so filming late for 3 hours.
It's literally 9.
And it's your fault because it's all gone. But anyway. Bitch. I need that energy. But anyways, so my parents didn't let us drink. So this one time, I think it was like New Year's or was it Christmas?
It was Christmas. No, and it was Thanksgiving because we had the whole mesa y todo. It was Thanksgiving.
So basically, I wanted to like see what my mom did if she like saw me drinking. So I ended up getting like this little botellita that they had of alcohol and it was already empty. So I got it and I was like, I'm going to pour apple juice in here so it looks like the tequila. Because I think it was, like, reposado. So it was, like, that orangish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I put, like, the apple juice in the little bottle.
It was like a little see-through flask moment. Mm-hmm,
so you could see the alcohol in there. Yeah. So then I think it was Yoatsi or something. I was just like, wait, call my mom. So, like, I turned around to, like, me supposedly giving my back to my mom so she wouldn't see me. And Yoatsi was like, well, I don't know if it was my dad, but someone was like, Iralo, ¿qué está haciendo? So my mom turns around, and as soon as she sees me, she's like, oh, and I'm like pretending to like
he
chug.
Like grabs it, and he was like,
yeah. And then my mom's like, oh, and she like looks at the camera because we were recording. Like, and by she was the just way, like, oh, this video is up on my Instagram still. Like, if you scroll all the way down to like 1920, you'll find it.
He'll have it posted on his Instagram story.
No, post they can go it. Look for it now. Just kidding. No. But yeah, so I literally recorded like my mom's reaction. She literally, it's like super telenovela. Yeah. Like, she looks into like the camera, like,
she's just like,
and then she, I don't think I got this on camera, but she's like, damelo. And yeah. I was like, no. And I kept drinking more. And she was like, Luisito, ya. And she was getting like all pissed, she's like, about it.
Damelo, Luis.
And then my dad was in on the joke, so he wasn't like really tripping, but it was hella funny. And
my dad was just like laughing on the side.
Yeah. And then I think that's how my mom knew it was a prank, because she saw my dad laughing, because she knows that my dad would have been like, ooh.
But like, she was pissed. If you look at the video, I feel like you guys, he only put one little part in it. But dude, my mom was so much like, Luis, no me digas eso. Yeah. Like, no puedes estar haciendo eso. Luis, dame eso. Like, typical Mexican mom. Just freaking out. Yes, but he was like, just laughing.
I think she was more shook at the fact that I made it look like so easy. So I feel like in her head, she was like, this is not the first time I'm going to fuck him up. So I feel like those were the vibes she was giving me.
Yeah. Guys, Louie doesn't want to film.
I don't care. You're the one who didn't fucking record.
He's so tired.
So one thing I've always said, you guys, that I will never fake my personality.
So he's I'm just actually really boring.
No, I just feel like, all right. No, I don't know. I just feel like once I've done something, I can't do it again. And like,
so you can't be the baddest perra ever again. It's bitch, over.
No, because that comes natural. Me telling a story all over again after I just fucking said it is not going to be fucking natural. Because literally, you guys, I've been up today since 8 a.m.
Look, bitch, I have two.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I'm not used to waking up that early. So I woke up that early because of her. Because I didn't have to. I usually wake up, like, at 9:30, which doesn't sound like too much of a difference. But an hour and a half is an hour and a half.
Pues duermas más temprano.
No. I did go to sleep early, but I had to wake up early because of her. And now I have to film for 3 hours because of her and then lose all of it.
Give this video the biggest thumbs up and it'll make him feel so much better. No. So if you're new to this channel, just give it a big thumbs up and give it extra views. Tell your tia to watch, your mom to watch, your dad to watch. Mm-mm. Everybody watches so we get more views so Luis feels a lot fucking better or else he's going to kick me out of the fucking podcast and then it's just going to be pretty and not smart.
If our name wasn't pretty not smart, I would have fucked you up. But it's on brand.
Like, so it's okay that you're stupid.
Literally, we'd be doing the most stupidest shit, you guys, and then it just makes sense. Like, I used to think I was the really bad one spelling, but you guys always misspelling shit every time she posts on her Instagram.
Like, not to be like mean or anything, but I think we're actually really dumb.
We're
really dumb. Like, and not we're like not. I can't even say. I'm like, what
the? I'm like, she's all just like, nah.
All AI. Thank you for the roses. We're not faking it. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm so sorry, pero así somos.
I am so sorry. All right, I just repeated exactly what you just said. What the fuck? No, you guys, that's how tired my brain is right now that, like, I can't even, like, come up with, like, a good comeback. I'm
he's powered off.
No, but I'm sorry, you guys, but if you guys want a part two to our stories of us getting drunk, let us know. Tell you guys the rest of the stories. I just feel like I just said them, so my brain needs a whole, like, reset button.
And, Damien, I mean, it's late, so.
Yeah, but we still really appreciate you guys listening to not only this episode, but every single episode. We're already on the double digits when it comes to our videos. And, yeah, it makes us happy, but not happy when she doesn't record. So everybody, please put in the comments, thank you, Yoatsi, in the comment section below.
Thank you for a horrible episode, Yoatsi.
No, it's still funny. I'm just a little sad that I wish they would have listened to the other. All right, I'm saying it's funny as if I'm the one listening. They're like, no, yeah, I hate
They're like, guys, this was your worst episode. It was boring as fuck.
No, it was good, but she didn't record.
We love you guys. Don't ever forget that.
So please forgive me.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't forgive you. Okay, you guys, we are. Oh, I thought you were gonna turn off the sign. I was like, we're not done recording.
Forgive the obvious through.
No, give me my gift back. No. Give it.
It's on top of the mic.
You don't deserve. The next episode is just the avestruz. You're not even in it. And I'm like, just sit there and look pretty. I was like, you don't have to talk.
It's so cute.
You know, like a piton. Watch turning around like that.
It's on mine.
Ew.
It's the color would be.
Ew.
With a little black.
Ew. Puerca.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace. Bye.